بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وثانك الله سبحانه وتعالى that Allah who's blessing us with lot of ni'mah, lot of bounties day after day, and the same Allah who's giving us the opportunity to spend this month of Ramadan, as we also mentioned before, that there are so many of us, our Muslim brothers, sisters, who were with us last Ramadan. But this Ramadan, they are not there anymore. Me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be here to spend this month of Ramadan. We must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just for this ni'mah, but for all this other ni'mah, the bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدِّقٌ. Allah talks about Quran and He says, this book is such a book that is blessed. مُبَارَكٌ. And in tafsir, the ulama, they explain this part, mubarakun, blessed. What does it really mean? He say, for whoever will get hold on it, for whoever will be reading it, then it will definitely bring barakah in his life. So one way of bringing barakah in our lives, one way in bringing barakah in our activities, in our houses, is the recitation of Quran. Is 100%. You see in different books, ulama, they mention this, and they can confirm that the recitation of Quran, it definitely brings barakah. Because Allah says it in a Quran, and not in one ayat, in different ayats. And barakah is thubutu khairin wa dawamihi wa kathratihi. Barakah is to have good with you, and that good, it will be also too much. Not just small, lot of good will be with you in your life, and wa dawamihi, and to be there forever, for long. As long as you keep read your Quran, as long as you do your recitation, that barakah will continue to be there in your life. And that is all what most of us we want. We want good in our life. Here, in this world, and also in Akhirah. So the recitation of Quran will definitely bring barakah in our life. And also Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned this in hadith also. He says, فَإِنَّ أَخْضُهَا بَرَكَةٌ وَتَرْكُهُ خَسْرَةٌ حَسْرَةٌ. That getting hold of Quran, reading Quran, continuing to do a lot of recitation of Quran will definitely bring barakah. Of course, in that hadith, they specifically mentioned, they were talking more about Surah Al-Baqarah. But it applies for the whole Quran. And for whoever will leave it, then they will lose a lot. There's a big loss in leaving Quran. And whoever will hold on it and will read it, it will definitely bring barakah in his life. So if we really want barakah, we want a lot of blessings in our lives, then we should get hold of on Quran, the recitation of Quran. But as we mentioned yesterday, that is to do the proper recitation, the right recitation. That's why yesterday we were mentioning some very common mistakes which people they do when they are reading Surah Fatiha, which is the most, you know, very, very important surah. The surah which we read in every rak'ah in our salah. The surah which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in hadith, in Muslim Sharif, what he say? La salata illa bi fatihati al-kitab. That salah cannot be there. There is no salah except with Surah Fatiha. So very, very important. So alhamdulillah, we did yesterday Surah Fatiha, and we finished. We mentioned to finish, but we will do next surah. We'll try to choose among the small surahs which we read in our salah normally. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. That's the surah which we're going to do today, insha'Allah. So to start, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Surah An-Nas in the system of Quran is the last surah. In the system of book-wise, it is the last surah of Quran. Now, beginning of Surah An-Nas, there is a word says Qul. There's a word say Qul is Qaf and Lam. When you come to the meaning, this word will mean say. It's a command. Allah is telling Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say. When you tell somebody, when you're commanding somebody, say. So that is the meaning of this word. Qul. But it brings this meaning if there is qaf, two dots, and there is lam. That's the meaning which comes from there. But the mistake which some people will be doing in this part is they will say kul. Instead of qaf, they will say kaf, kul. Now when you change it from qaf to kaf, it completely also changes the meaning. It doesn't stay anymore with the meaning of say. In one of the hadith, very famous hadith, even in those small tasheel books, which they teach in maktabs, you see one hadith, he say there, Sammillah wa kul biyaminik. Kul. Sammillah wa kul biyaminik wa kul mimma yalik. It talks about using right hand when you are eating. So he says, Sammillah. Mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kul biyaminik. And eat with your right hand. It's a command. Eat. So when you say kul, it brings the meaning of commanding somebody to eat. It's like I'm telling you, eat. You know? Eat. So it doesn't stay with the meaning of say anymore. You are giving command of eating, but the ayat, it has a command of saying. Just by changing that small pronunciation. Instead of qaf, if you use kaf. So it's very, very important. Because Allah talks about saying. Allah is mentioning about saying and not about eating. And the moment you bring the meaning of eating, it will completely change the whole, you know, the whole system of the meaning of the surah. So you must be very careful that we don't say kul. Kul a'udhu is kul a'udhu. Qu, qaf. And another very common mistake here is ayn also. A'udhu. A'udhu. And it's not a'uzu. It's not kul a'uzu. A'u. It's not a'u. For some people to make it easy, you know, to not go on that pronunciation of ayn, they will say a'u. A'u. It's not a'u. Is a'u, a'u, ru, 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 ayn. It must be very clear. And also next to ayn, there is waw. After waw, there is thal. Thal also is a very special pronunciation when it comes to thal. For some, to make it easy, they just say za, a'uzu. A'uzu is wrong. Because one is ra, za. That is a different letter. Ra, za. That is a different letter. And one is dal, dhal. That is also a different letter. And here is what? Dhal. The one which is after dal. So the easy way to know the pronunciation of this letter, dhal, is you must make sure the tongue comes out. The tongue is out when you are pronouncing it. Is dha, dha, dha. There's three letters only, which when you pronounce them, the tongue will come out. Three letters. One is tha. Alif, ba, ta, tha. Tha, the tongue will come out. If you pronounce this letter and the tongue is not out, you must know it's wrong. And it's not sa. Some they will, instead of tha, they will say sa. Which is wrong. So it should be tha. The tongue is out. Tha. The second letter which we pronounce, or when we pronounce, the tongue comes out is dhal. Is the one we're talking about now. Dal, dhal, dhal. The tongue will also, must come out in that pronunciation. And the third one is vo. You know, to, vo. That is the third one. So all these three letters, they have that quality of when you are pronouncing, the tongue must come out. So it's not a'uzu. When you say a'uzu, it's like you are using what? Za, ra, za. You are changing letter now. Instead of dhal, you are taking out dhal and you are putting za. So it should be kul a'uzu, dhu, dhu. Za, zi, dhu. Za, zi, dhu. So kul a'uzu. Again, bi rabbi, there is ra there. We talked about ra already. That is a full mouth letter. So it shouldn't be bi rabbi. Very easy, you know. Bi rabbi. It's not bi rabbi, it's bi ra. Bi rabbi. Bi rabbi. Qul a'udhu. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And there also you must little bit stretch that sound. They have in Quran different places, they have all these different rules. You find some is ikhfa, some is idgham, some is qalb, ikhfa shafawiya, ikhfa nun sakin, you know, izhar. They have different. Now to go deep in that, for some it will be very difficult. One word they use for all this together is ghunna. So there is a ghunna there also. Bi rabbin nas. Bi rabbin. And that is one very important thing which brings the beauty of Quran also. You know, ghunna, mad, this mudud, where you, some parts of Quran you have to pull. That's beauty of Quran, it comes from there also. Because we have to read Quran beautifully. Quran is beautiful. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he read Quran, it was beautiful. He used to enjoy Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he listened to somebody who's reading Quran in a beautiful voice or in a beautiful way. Nabi Sallam, he used to enjoy this. You'll see in a different hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will hear somebody reading Quran and he will sit there and listen to him. Until that person finishes, then Nabi Sallam, he will leave. And later on he will tell him that your recitation was beautiful. You know. So Nabi Sallam, he encourages us to read the Quran beautiful. Now one very important thing or point when it comes to reading Quran beautifully is to pay attention on our tajweed. It's not more about the voice, but the tajweed is the first point that we should read Quran in the correct manner. So the first verse now, we finish it. Qul, qul. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. In the second verse, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. Now here is مَلِكِ. We shouldn't mix with the one in Surah Fatiha. مَلِك. In Surah Fatiha is مَلِكِ. You pull that meme with one alif. مَلِكِ. مَلِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Here there is no pulling. Here is مَلِكِ. Maliki, Maliki Nas. And then Ilahi, again with Alif, there is that way people they read Ilahi, Ilahi. And there is no A, it's E. That Zer, Kasra must be very clear. Ilahi, Ilahin Nas. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. مالك الناس إله الناس. Next is من شر. من شر There is ikhfa, of course, at the beginning there, which is also, we can call it ghunna. So we should make sure that we stretch a little bit. So it's min sharri, min, it's not min sharri, quick like that, no. We must stretch a little bit. Min sharri, sharri, it's not sharri. Remember, ra, when it has a zer, when there is a kasra on ra, it's not full mouth anymore. So it's empty mouth, sharri. Ri min sharril waswasi, waswasi. There's two sin there. The first sin got jazam on top, sakin, and the second sin got zer, kasra. Isn't it? Now we shouldn't mix by saying wasiwasi. It's not wasiwasi. When you say wasiwasi, it's easy to say like that. Wasiwasi. You just put zer on both of them. You put kasra on both of them. Wasiwasi. But that is wrong. It means you are changing sakin, you are changing jazam to zer, to kasra, which is wrong. So a person must also pay attention on those two sin. One, it got sakin, and that sakin, that jazam must be very clear. And the second one, it got zer, kasra. The kasra also must be very clear. So instead of reading, min sharril wasiwasil, wasiwasil, that is wrong. It should be waswasi, waswasi, waswasi. Min sharril waswasil khannas. And next to that, there is kha. Kha is also one of very special makharij pronunciation, which it needs effort to bring in. One thing is also full mouth letter. Kha is not kha. It's not kha. Kha is wrong. Because when you say kha, it means you are bringing it to empty mouth. Muraqqaq. And it's not muraqqaq letter. It's a full mouth letter. Unless there's a zer on it, there's kasra, that's when you're going to pronounce it empty mouth. But normally, if there's zabar, there's pesh, there's fatha and dhamma, it will be full mouth. And here there's what? Zabar. There's fatha. So it's kha, kha, khannas, khannas. There's also that stretching, that ghunna. Min sharril waswasil khannas. And also, end of, especially in Surah An-Nas, end of the ayats, that the sound of sin must always be clear also. For some people, when they are pronouncing a letter with jazam, a letter with sakin, they completely hide the sound of that letter. So it shouldn't be completely hidden. The sound of sin must appear at the end. Not too much by pulling, but slight. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Khannas. The sound of sin must be there, so that we know this sin there at the end. And then, alladhi yuwaswisu. One very common mistake in this verse is changing of dal to za again. Allazi is not allazi. It's not allazi. There is no za, there is dal. So it's alladhi. Alladhi. And then yuwaswisu. Yuwaswisu. Here again, same mistake of making it easy, making it sound easy. Yuwaswisu. 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 Changing sakin jazam to zer kasra, which is also wrong. So it's not yuwaswisu, it's yuwaswisu. الذي يوسوس.
الذي يوسوس. يوسوس.
Now, after these two scene, if you look after two letters, there is sad. Suduri. Suduri. So, reading two scenes at the same time, and then a short time after that, you have to read again sad. It makes it very difficult to bring the pronunciation of sad. Because you already read two scenes, and at the same time, you must read also sad. It makes it a little bit hard. So a person must also pay attention on bringing the proper pronunciation of sad there. Because you have read two scenes already, so it's very easy to bring third scene. So people will be reading, Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri. Yuwaswisu fi suduri. They will say sin there. But it's not sin, it's sad. So it should be su. Su.
Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri su.
And it's not su. And it's very hard also to get proper pronunciation or differences between sin with dhamma, sin with pesh, and sad with pesh. It's very difficult. So that is also something we need to learn and practice. Inshallah, it will come right.
الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ.
And then the last ayat is مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ. There is also stretching there.
مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. من الجن جن.
There will be stretching غنّة, and at the end also again. So these are the very common mistakes in this surah, Surah An-Nas. Inshallah, let's try to correct them so that we can be reading the right way in the Quran with tajweed, inshallah. I think we stop there. We'll do small recitation just to finish the halqa. First we'll read again the Surah An-Nas full, then we'll do small recitation, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Malikin nas. Ilahin nas. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin. من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. جزاكم الله خير وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.